Ontario is putting just over $6.8 million into water infrastructure in Centre Wellington, part of a push to speed up new housing development across the province. The funding, announced Monday, will support extending water services to the South Fergus area, a designated growth zone expected to accommodate more than 3,000 new homes. MPP Joseph Rysinski says the investment shows the province's commitment to building strong partnerships with municipalities to deliver much-needed housing.
We're in a housing crisis. I hear it from folks all the time here in town. And all levels of government need to step up to tackle this crisis and work together to increase our housing supply. This will enable the construction of over 3,000 homes of all types right here in Fergus. Residents expect all levels of government to work together to tackle these important issues. And this investment today demonstrates that our government is committed to being a partner with our local municipalities. Together, we can ensure that Centre Wellington, the province of Ontario, remains the best place to live, work, and play in the whole world.
Centre Wellington Mayor Sean Waters says the project is about more than just pipes and permits. It's about shaping a future-ready town.
This funding is not just about pipes and pumps. It's about people, families, and the future of our community. South Fergus is more than just a development area. It's a gateway to our community, a very important part of our community. The investment ensures we have water, wastewater, stormwater, infrastructure needed to support growth in a thoughtful, sustainable, and connected way.
The money comes through the Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund, part of Ontario's broader municipal housing infrastructure program, which the province says has now helped unlock up to 800,000 new homes across Ontario. Infrastructure Minister Kinga Surma says investments like this are key to keeping the economy moving and communities growing, even in uncertain times. The funding is also part of Ontario's long-term capital plan, with more than $200 billion earmarked for roads, transit, hospitals, and housing over the coming years. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.